It's now time to awaken your passion and purpose with Annette Daly. Each week, she'll take you through a process to be the best you by focusing your attention on passion and purpose. Make sure to visit Annette on her website, sosaiththequeen.com. It's time to start a revolution.
Hello, my name is Annette Daly, a lifestyle designer and chief executive queen of So Saith the Queen, LLC. I'm looking for other queens to join my movement. I am starting a revolution of women who discover their passion and purpose and embrace the queen within. Today, I want to talk about how resistance plays in our lives. I hire coaches on a regular basis in order to achieve my best self. I have been doing this for years and years, and I find it is so worth the investment because they help me overcome my resistance to grow and be challenged. Recently, I was encouraged by my coach to read the book, The Art of War by Stephen Pressfield. Today, I will be talking about some of the things I learned from this amazing book. I think it is true what they say about the teacher showing up when the student is ready to learn. I've been experiencing quite a bit of resistance lately. When my coach asked me what I was afraid of, I said what most people say, and that is, I don't know. Of course, we always do know the truth or the answer, but we just don't want to admit it to ourselves. Stating, I don't know, and avoiding the obvious means we can just put off feeling uncomfortable a little bit longer. But we don't really get away from feeling uncomfortable because deep down we feel empty or shallow for not pursuing our dream or goal. And my coach helped me realize that even though she'd given me some great ideas that I knew I could implement, I was afraid to take action. I was afraid that I wouldn't say the right words or do the right things, and I didn't want to look stupid or an amateur. Now, Pressfield says that fear is good. Fear is an indicator. Fear tells us what we have to do. The more scared you are of a work or calling, the more sure we can bet that we have to do it. My coach helped me by having me explain experiences that I'd had in the past that proved that I was smart, professional, and prepared. She then helped me create a great affirmation that I've been saying for days now, and here it is. I am the queen of being well received. People get me, and I get them. Wow. This simple affirmation has given me the courage to be more transparent and authentic. The Art of War book showed up in my life at the exact moment that I could learn best from it. Pressfield organizes his book into three books in one, and in the first book he labels The Enemy of Creativity, Resistance, his all-encompassing term for what Freud called the death wish. The destructive force inside human nature that rises whenever we consider a tough or long-term course of action that might do us or others some good. Pressfield says that most of us have two lives, the life we live and the unlived life within us. Between the two stands resistance. You know what resistance is if you've ever planned to run a marathon, started a meditation practice, tried to lose 15 pounds, tried to write a book or organize a charity event. Resistance slams hammers on our spirit. It prevents us from achieving the life God intended when He gave each of us our personal gifts. Resistance comes when we will not get immediate gratification. And here's a rule of thumb. The more important a call or action is to our soul's evolution, the more resistance we will feel towards pursuing it. Resistance gets its food from us. The food is fear. Conquer the fear, you conquer your resistance. Resistance can also show up as a rationalization. If we fear something and procrastinate the work that needs to be done, we will often rationalize our behaviors to make us feel less shameful for not doing what we know must be done. Part two of the book is titled Resistance and Procrastination. Pressfield says, never forget this very moment we can change our lives. There never was a moment and never will be when we are without the power to alter our destiny. The second we turn the tables of resistance, the second we can sit down and do our work. Sometimes resistance takes the form of sex. Why sex? Well, because sex provides immediate gratification. Sometimes resistance shows up by self-medicating. If you regularly ingest any substance, you are trying to squash the ego in order to get to your true self. And resistance feels first like unhappiness. We feel like crap, unmotivated, we're bored. And resistance can become so overwhelming, and that is when our vices may kick in. Drinking, drugging, cheating on your spouse, oblivious to others while immersed in TV. Socrates wrote, "The truly free individual is free only to the extent of his own self-mastery, while those who will not govern themselves are condemned to find masters to govern over them." Now, book two is about becoming a pro. Stephen Covey taught us about the habits of highly effective people. He emphasizes in order to be successful, we need to do what is important first, not what is urgent. Follow this rule and you will be content. I admit it, being resistant is miserable. The hardest part is being comfortable with being uncomfortable. If you are committed to your calling, there are times when you are going to feel miserable. It's our fear of being isolated, rejected, ridiculed, humiliated. But if you are a pro, you show up every day, no matter what. You are committed for the long haul. The professional is patient, seeks order, and acts in the face of fear. The writer tells us that the amateur believes she must first overcome her fear, then she can do her work. The pro knows that fear can never be overcome. She knows there is no such thing as a fearless warrior or a dread-free artist. What if we fear that we will succeed? What if we fear that we become the person we sense in our hearts we truly are? We fear this because if it is true, then we may become estranged from our tribe, estranged from all that we know. And book three is entitled Beyond Resistance, The Higher Realm. We have angels that help us if we just ask. Just as fear and resistance are at war, we do have an equal and opposite power to save us. And these are our angels. When we finally decide to face our fear and start a movement or a project, a process begins to take action and there is movement. There is magic in this beginning, in this making a start. Things begin to become easier. W. H. Murray wrote, "Whenever you can do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius, magic, and power in it. Begin it now." It's the game of survival when we are dedicated to achieving results, We earn favor in our angel's eyes. We must believe in a higher reality. Finally, Stephen Pressfield writes that we come into this world with a specific personal destiny. We have a job to do, a calling to enact, a self to become. We are who we are from the cradle, and we're stuck with it. Our job in this lifetime is not to shape ourselves to some ideal we imagine we ought to be, but to find out who we already are and become it. If you would like help discovering who you really are, I can help you with a simple process called the Passion Test. This helps you clarify the things that are most important to you right now, and I help you to consistently choose in favor of your passions so you can live an ideal life that you have created with more joy and fulfillment. I have private coaching available, and I also hold seminars on occasion. For more information, go to SoSaithTheQueen.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free ebook, 101 Ways to Be a Queen and Live a Royal Life. If you're interested in doing some team building at your office or for your tribe of friends, I also offer vision board workshops. It's a great way to harness the law of attraction and team camaraderie. Embrace your inner queen. Every moment is a gift. Be grateful for your gifts and share them with others. So saith the queen.
But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be alright? Alright. Alright. You say you got a real solution. Love to see the plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all do what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. All right, all right, all right. Oh. Say you change the constitution. Change your head. You tell me it's the institution. Well, you know, you better free your mind instead. But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow.